This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
The second place where the Quran refers to the first tense of Dhul-Hijjah is in Surah Al-Hajj, chapter number 22, verse number 28. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they witness the benefits which have been provided, and they celebrate the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through the days appointed. Here, these days are referring to the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah. And Ibn Hajar al-Asqalani, may Allah have mercy on him, he writes in Futuh al-Bari that these first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are the only 10 days in the full year where any Muslim can simultaneously perform all the five pillars, all the five faraid of Islam. If he wants to. Yes, he can implement on the Tawheed. He can offer Salah simultaneously together in the first 10 days. He can give Zakat if he hasn't given, give obligatory charity or give extra charity. He can fast and he can also perform Hajj. These are the only days in the full year where a person can simultaneously perform all the five pillars of Islam. It is mentioned in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 2, hadith number 969. Ibn Abbas, may Allah be pleased with him, he said that the beloved Prophet Muhammad said, there are no good deeds done on any other days better than done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah, done during these days. And the Sahabas, the companions, they asked, not even jihad? And the Prophet replied, not even jihad, unless a person puts in danger his life and wealth in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and does not return with any. That means he goes for jihad and he's martyred in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That means our beloved Prophet Muhammad said, the good deeds done during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah better than any deed done on any other days of the year, including jihad, unless if the person is martyred and he loses his wealth and life during jihad. That's the only one good deed which cannot be better. Otherwise, the deeds done on the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah are better than any deed done on any other day of the year. It is so important. And unfortunately, this sunnah of doing good deeds during the first 10 days of Dhul-Hijjah is forgotten. It's further mentioned in Sahih Muslim, point number 3, hadith number 2747. When the Prophet was asked regarding fasting on Yawm al-Arafah, the Prophet said, it expiates the sins of the previous year and the coming year. That means the most important fast after the fard fast of Ramadan is fasting on Yawm al-Arafah. It expiates your sins of the previous year as well as the coming year. There are some scholars who say that the fasting of Ashura, the 10th of Muharram, is the most important, because there's a hadith that the most important fast after the fard fast is the fasting on Yawm al-Ashura. But the different opinion, but the correct opinion is that Yawm al-Arafah fasting is far superior because it expiates the sins of the previous year and the following year, whereas fasting on Ashura expiates only the sins of the previous year. But there's unanimous agreement that these two fasts of Yawm al-Arafah and fasting on Ashura are the two most important fasts after the fasting of the month of Ramadan. It's mentioned in Sunan Abu Dawud, volume number 3, hadith number 2437, that one of the wives of the Prophet said that the Messenger of Allah fasted during the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah and during Ashura and 3 days every month, the first Monday and 2 Thursdays. So from this hadith we come to know that the Prophet fasted the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah. That means it is highly recommended to fast on all the first 9 days of Dhul-Hijjah. One may ask, why not fast all the 10 days of Dhulhijjah? The answer is given in Sahih Bukhari, volume number 3, hadith number 1991, where the beloved Prophet said that he forbade fasting on Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, because these are the two Eids of celebration, of eating and drinking. So it is prohibited to fast on the two Eidain, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha. That is the reason we don't have to fast the first 10 days of Dhulhijjah, though the first 10 days are the most important days of the year. We only fast during the first 9 days of Dhulhijjah. It's further mentioned in Sahih Muslim, volume number 3, hadith number 2679. The beloved Prophet Muhammad said that no one shall enter paradise except a believer. And the days of Mina are the days of eating and drinking. That means a Muslim should not even fast on Ayyamut Tashrik, the 3 days following the Eid al-Adha. That is the 11th, 12th and 13th of Zilhijj. Because these are the days of eating and drinking and feasting. So besides the Eid day, a Muslim should not even fast on the Ayyamut Tashrik. That is the 11th, 12th and 13th of Dhulhijjah.